It's that time. It's a Tuesday. It's the home stretch of crunch time. So what do you say we break out the emojis and palm faces and just wonder and question and why do you people do these things? It's called What Are You Doing? And leading off, batting first, getting us started is Nick Rogers.
To Damon Jones, I ask,
what are you doing?
It's been about a year since we were gifted with the greatest sports story in the history of sports, J.R. Smith throwing a bowl of soup at one of his coaches while he's with the Cavaliers. The questions were endless. What kind of soup was it? Was it just the soup that was thrown? How do you get so mad at someone that you throw soup? Was anything else thrown? What is it like to have soup thrown at you? Was it deserved? Do you ever talk to anyone after they've thrown soup at you? And so on. Well, we finally got some answers as Damon Jones was on Jalen and Jacoby show on ESPN, and he finally aired out some of the details as Jones was the one who had the soup thrown at him. Turns out the reports of the soup being chicken tortilla were correct. J.R. Smith hit Jones on the shoulder with a fresh bowl of soup that was one of the first bowls out of the container, so it was hot. That's according to Jones, but also that's pretty much what I was expecting this whole time since I heard this story. It's soup. Of course it's going to be hot or warm. When it's thrown at you, it's going to be hot and not feel good. What else is going on here, Damon? What did you say to JR to make him throw the soup? Is JR known for throwing food? Have you ever seen anything like this before? Ever? Maybe one of the questions that I've had from last year was answered, but it's not close to satisfying my need to know more about this story. Maybe my expectations are too high and this story has gone on for too long and the legend has outgrown itself, but I think Damon Jones is withholding information that he's going to spin into a book deal, and I need answers now, as I ask.
What are you doing?
If you had to bet... Minestrone, chicken noodle.
It was chicken tortilla.
Oh, did we learn that?
Yeah.
I'll pass.
And he threw a bowl, but no. Was it a plastic bowl? Is it a disposable bowl?
Why would you throw a bowl of soup?
Well, maybe if you're like hucked. I don't know.
I don't get it.
There's too many questions.
So for me, the number one was easy. To the, I'd assume, ex-ESPN bracket revealer employee, I ask.
What are you doing?
You've heard the story, I'm sure, but it's real and it's spectacular. So ESPN is set for their women's bracket show yesterday, 4 o'clock our time. Teams around the country are hosting big-time reveal parties. Some are charging money, lots of excitement. I mean, imagine being a high-level college hooper and this is the moment you dreamed of. And some chucklehead performs the version of, I don't know, sending your coworker a text about the supervisor you can't stand. Like, can you believe the level of incompetence with Leonard? Does he have pictures of the owner in a compromising position? He's a moron. You hit send and you realize you sent the text to Leonard. The bracket showed up on ESPNU about 2.5 hours before the show was supposed to start, wrecking the surprise, the anticipation. Watch parties were canceled. And I'd imagine someone in the greater Bristol area filed an online unemployment claim around 4:40 East Coast time, as we ask.
What are you doing?
That poor guy. I mean, and it's like 3 or 4
people. We're assuming it's a guy?
I mean, the poor person. That person. Oh, man.
Send.
To the New Orleans Pelicans, I ask.
What are you doing?
Literally, what are you as a franchise doing? The rumors of GM LeBron James trying to trade the entirety of the Lakers for Anthony Davis seem to have sent the Pelicans from a slight fall into a full-on collapse, and now the tailspin seems to have hit rock bottom when the Pelicans lost to the Suns at home. Now, these aren't your regular October through February Suns. These are the dominant Suns of March who can beat the Warriors in Roracle. But the way the Pelicans lost this game is astonishing. Let's go over the final 7.6 seconds of this catastrophe. Devin Booker airballed what would have been a game-tying three with 7.6 seconds to go in overtime. That gave the Pelicans the ball. New Orleans used their final timeout to advance the ball up the court, and this is my first problem. What are you doing advancing the ball with the lead? If you're going to inball the ball to get fouled, why does it matter where you're fouled? Just inball the ball at the baseline, go shoot your free throws. In less than 15 seconds of real time, the Pelicans nearly call a timeout that they didn't have. Their head coach Alvin Gentry ran down the baseline, told his team to not take a timeout. They take the 5-second turnover violation. The Suns inbound the ball. They waste 6 seconds tanking before Josh Jackson throws up a prayer of a three from 29 feet and drains it. It was an emotional 10 seconds for the Pelicans. And so what does Alvin Gentry do? He calls a timeout his team didn't have to regroup them, and they take a technical violation where Devin Booker hits the three to give the Suns the win. Come on, coach. Just seconds earlier, you literally told your team, don't take a timeout, and then you called the timeout? How does that happen? Did you learn nothing from Chris Webber, as I ask?
What are you doing?
Chris Webber. And my annual contribution to the NCAA tournament snub patrol, I ask.
What are you doing?
Anybody familiar with the George Carlin routine about oxymorons? Jumbo shrimp, pretty ugly, British fashion, act naturally, resident alien. There's like 50 of them. Let's add a snubbed NCAA team, because it doesn't exist. The joy of college basketball is every team at the D1 level has the ability to remove the decision from the selection committee. Win your conference tournament, and you're in. If you're a Power 6 league team, finish in the top three, win your 25 games. Believe me, it goes on and on. Don't lose to Furman. Don't have a stretch where you lose 12 to 13 like Indiana did. Think about it. Once the automatic bids are won, the committee then picks 36 at-large teams. You can't convince them you deserve one? Yeah, that's kind of on you, solely on you, and only on you. Be better. Don't lose those crappy games. Look in the mirror, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To the guy who paid 390,000 U.S. or English pounds for used gum, I ask.
What are you doing?
I mean, gum isn't that expensive. You could get it for like a dollar if you wanted to, if you can bum pieces off people. And if your breath smells bad enough, people might give it to you as they push you away. But someone in England went 10 steps beyond crazy for a piece of gum. Turns out Manchester United's most famous and successful manager, Sir Alex Ferguson, liked to chew gum. He was seen on the bench chewing many pieces every game, and it was his thing. After his final game of his illustrious 27-year career with United, a fan was able to go onto the pitch after game and took the used piece of gum home that was in Sir Alex's mouth, and he held on to it for nearly 6 years. This random person recently put the chewed piece of gum on eBay, where the bidding started at £1,500 and reached $390 before it was sold. That is $518,000 US dollars for a 6-year-old piece of gum that's already been chewed, as I ask.
What are you doing?
WTF. Lastly, to the most out-of-touch, self-serving sports radio caller ever, I ask.
What are you doing?
I ain't making this up. No, I'm not making this up. 11:30 this morning, I'm sitting where Nick is, taking some notes. A guy called Jim Rome called Duke to win the whole thing and said these words. It's about time we gave Coach K his due. What? Coach K? Mike Krzyzewski, the Blue Devil guy? You can't make this crap up. There are three coaches in America that are so revered, discussed, and overhyped, you think they walk on water. Belichick, Saban, Coach K. In football, Dabo Swinney is second, but, you know, it was like the field was second to Secretariat in the Triple Crown Series in 73. Are they even allowed to have a college basketball season without Duke or Coach K as a top 10 team with a legit shot to make the Final Four every year? He literally picked the only guy who gets his due, your due, doo-doo, my due. Some fans are just deluded idiots, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Could you imagine attempting a pity party for Coach K? That is brilliant.